Activia International and www.netivyahinternational.org.
Shalom, my name is Joseph Shulam, and I am continuing this campaign against anti-Semitism. But in order to understand anti-Semitism, especially when we're talking about World War II and Nazis and death camps and crematoriums and trains, in an attempt to wipe out Jewry in Europe by Germany with nations who cooperated with them, with Nazis who built extermination camps all the way from Eastern Europe to Western Europe, then when I think about it, as a Jew, a Jewish disciple of Yeshua, of the Messiah, Son of God, and Europe, at that time it was majority Christian, vast majority Christian. Today already it's hard to say about Europe because they have swallowed the worm, and they're going to have a very difficult time getting rid of it. That worm is the millions of refugees from Muslim countries. That first they brought them to work because they were a little cheaper, but now the floodgates are being opened daily. The numbers are increasing. Countries that were the hallmark of Christianity at one time, like England, today has more than 20 mayors who are Muslim. And what do you think the agenda will be? First of all, it'll be equality, demanding equality, which is legitimate and good. Second of all, it'll be demanding superiority, which is not legitimate and not good. That's right, brothers. That's right, sisters. But today I want to turn the tables and talk about some positive things that happened during World War II. Some positive things that happened when anti-Semitism raised its head like a big cobra snake hissing. Death. Destruction, depravity. When darkness thickens and there's an eclipse covering the sun, originally I wrote S-O-N. Eclipse covering the sun, S-O-N, not only the sun, S-U-N. The sun of humanity. And cruelty and depravity of humanity is expressed in the cruelest, systematic, planned, organized, executed by one of the most cultured nations in Europe, at least until that time, in the middle of the 20th century. This time, the smoke and the smell that is wafting in the air is human flesh. The flesh of mothers and children roasting in the fire of hate and justified by Christian priests who are blessing the Wehrmacht and the officers that are guarding those death camps on the land of Germany, Belgium, France, Holland, all the way to Eastern Europe. Protestant and Catholic churches, Greek Orthodox churches, kept on meeting. Sometimes the generals and the camp directors from the death camps of Nazi Germany would go to church, sing songs, praises of Christ, the Son of God. Sometimes they would read publicly from the Gospels, sometimes even from the Psalms and the prophets, and feel that they're strengthening their faith. While wearing the Nazi and the SS uniforms with pride in church, Sunday morning, taking communion, remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua, of Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. Forgetting, ignoring that he is a Jew, circumcised on the eighth day. Forgetting, ignoring that the Bible that they're reading is a Jewish Bible, even the New Testament, even if there is one Gentile like Luke that is there because he wrote the Gospel of Luke. It's a Jewish gospel. There is not a Christian in it. Nobody in the New Testament ever called himself and said, I am a Christian. But so many, including the Apostle Paul, says five times, I am a Jew, I am a Hebrew, I am from the tribe of Benjamin, circumcised on the eighth day, like Jesus in Luke chapter 2. So this kind of boggles the mind of any intelligent person. How is it possible that these people who are hating Jews, killing Jews, wishing to annihilate the Jews off the map of the world, on Sunday morning, on Christmas Eve, and Easter, I'm worshiping a Jew. A Jew that not only was a Jew, but is a Jew, and is coming back to Jerusalem, not to Antwerpen, or Amsterdam, or Lisbon, or Auschwitz. Yeah. So those dark chapters were the chimneys of the death camps were blowing smoke with the smell of human flesh. Women and children and old people and young people, crippled and healthy, these were going to church and worshiping Jesus Christ. Doesn't it boggle your mind? Doesn't it say to you, listen, as a Christian, I believe in Moses, in Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joshua, King David, who wrote the Psalms, Solomon, the wise man. I believe in Mary, who after 30 days of birth took the baby after he was circumcised on the eighth day, to the temple to be purified and cleansed and blessed by the Jewish priests in the temple in Jerusalem, and offer the sacrifice to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, that boggles the mind. Nazism, World War II, anti-Semitism in the Inquisitions that lasted 300 years plus, and literally we don't know the number of Jews that were burned, tortured, killed, maimed. But there were many, 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 many thousands. And then you think about those Jews that converted to Christianity and remained Jewish. Yes. And you think of the events that started the Holocaust, like the Kristallnacht in November, when mobs stormed synagogues, broke windows, set the synagogues on fire, took the Bibles, the books, the holy books, the prayer books, and threw them in the middle of the street and burned them, and sang and danced around the fire. In 1821, it was a Jew who converted to Christianity, Heinrich Heine, lauded and praised as one of the important poets in German language. That Jew, Heinrich Heine, is the one that said years before the Kristallnacht in November. In 1821, he said, humans who burn books in this place will burn human bodies. Yes, and it happened. And it happened. So Nazism, anti-Semitism, authoritarianism, and almost all the other isms that we know are not good for humanity. And if they're not good for humanity, they're not good for Jews, and they're not good for Christians, and they're not good for Muslims and for Buddhists or for anybody else. They are a part of depravity of mankind when hate, when prejudice, when desire to minimize the value of another human being because of color, race, or religion. When that happens, dear brothers and sisters, watch out. That depravity will bring always a disaster. Always a disaster. But today, I don't want to talk and concentrate on the disaster and the hate and the atrocities and the tortures and the burnings of Jews in history, and especially in European Christian history. Today I want to do something else completely. To reverse this hate. To show that humanity and human beings don't have to join the mass and hate somebody that they don't even know. They know nothing about him. There's nothing new in religious lies and false teachings. There's nothing new in religions who try to separate, divide, confuse by pointing on others as inferior and some races or nationalities are superior. But when that happens, something else always happens. There are always heroes that rise up. There are always people who are focused on God and God's love and God's grace and God's word who don't bow down to the idol of totalitarian, racist hate and discrimination. There are people like that. One of those people was a Dutch lady from a family of devout Christians. Corrie ten Boom. In our congregation in Jerusalem, we were fortunate that at least one time Corrie ten Boom herself visited our congregation, and her son and his family with his teenage children visited several times our congregation, and they had a small choir, good singing, even in Hebrew, in our congregation many, many years ago. Corrie ten Boom, born Holland, survived the Holocaust, but her sister didn't. She died in a Nazi camp. So it's extremely hard to describe the emotion of Jewish people who are survivors of the Holocaust. And we have, at that time when Corrie ten Boom visited our congregation, many years ago, we had several Hungarian Jews, Czechoslovakian Jews, Serbian Jews, Bulgarian Jews who went through the Holocaust and knew what Corrie ten Boom was talking about. Especially the Hungarian Jews that we had in our congregation, Joseph and David Wachter, two brothers, Orthodox Jews, that found the gospel of Yeshua in the death camp by reading a New Testament that they found on that horrible march from Budapest to the death camps of Europe, passing through Bergen-Belsen and finally ending in further north camps like Auschwitz. Yeah. We all know the story of Anne Frank, also connected with Holland, that there were Christians who hid her family, endangered themselves. And Corrie ten Boom was not Jewish. She was Christian. And because she was Christian, she resisted the Nazi anti-Semitic onslaught on the Jews of Holland. Not only Holland. Yeah. And this is what this recording is. This is what this teaching is about. It's not about how bad the Nazis were or how bad the anti-Semites today are. It's about heroes that rose above the ashes and the smoke of the crematoriums and stood for what is good and righteous and right from God, and stood with the victims of the Holocaust and fought for the victims of the Holocaust. So it's a kind of teaching in favor of people like Oskar Schindler, who was a scoundrel. We all know that he was a scoundrel. Liked young girls and women and money. But he did something unusually wise For himself, yes, yes, selfishly for himself, to make money, but not only, because in the process of wanting to make money, he also had the opportunity and the wisdom to save 1,200 Jews from sure death in the Nazi camps of Europe. Yes. So, out of his desire to make money, he married that desire with making money and opening factory in Nazi territory and hired Jews. Some old, some weak, some strong, to work in that factory and get saved from sure death in some Nazi concentration camps. And maybe burn alive or gassed in the gas chamber. Yep. Oscar Schindler is buried in Jerusalem. He's buried on Mount Zion. Not a saint of righteousness, but a saint of compassion for the Jews. Smart. Smart. His tomb is in Mount Zion, the Catholic cemetery of Mount Zion. I visited it many times, alone and with tourists. And every time I visit, I say, thank God for Christians like Oskar Schindler, that had the wisdom of how to save Jews and make money at the same time. Saved all kinds of Jews, secular, from Germany, from other European countries, and fought for them, for these Jews, to remain workers in his factory by doing all kinds of things like bribing German officers and other things, just in order to keep some old couple working in the factory instead of going up in the smoke of the crematoriums in the Nazi camps. Oskar Schindler. There was a movie, The Schindler List. 1,200 Jews that would surely have died in Nazi camps were saved by Oskar Schindler. He didn't have to do it, but he wanted to do it and engineered it to do it and did it and succeeded. And those Jews, most of them immigrated to Israel, some to United States and other countries. But they all praise God for Oskar Schindler, the Christian who was wise enough not only to save Jews, but also to make money from that endeavor. Yes, there is a pastor, Andrei Trokhme, yes, Andrei Trokhme, was a pastor in a village. A village by the name of Les Chambon-sur-Lignon. Yeah. Pastors of Komen and his congregation risked their lives to hide and rescue thousands of Jewish refugees, especially children, during the Holocaust. Nobody made them do it. Why did they do it? They did it because they understood that you can't worship the King of the Jews hanging on a cross and at the same time ignore his brothers and sisters and cousins, the Jews. They understood that it doesn't make sense to believe in Jesus as the Messiah, as the Son of God, as the Savior, and at the same time ignore the unrighteousness that your own countrymen and the Germans and the Austrians and the Italians were doing to the Jews. It didn't compute, as they say, in the mind of Pastor Andrei Trocme. There are many others. The Yad Vashem Museum in Jerusalem is full of more than 6,000 or even maybe now 7,000 who endanger their own lives to save Jews. Yes. For example, Titus Bransma, a Dutch Carmelite Catholic friar and a professor who spoke out against the Nazi regimes and policies and defended Jewish rights. He was arrested and died in Dachau together with the Jews. He chose, as a Christian Catholic monk and a professor of theology, to die with the Jews than to live with the unrighteousness and evil of Nazi Jew haters. Believe it or not, not only Christians, we have even Albanian Muslims. Albania was largely a Muslim country. Albanian Muslims, families of Muslims who sheltered and protected Jewish refugees, and sometimes at a great personal risk, because the Germans entered Albania on the way to Greece. And they were looking for Jews everywhere, not only in Germany and in Western Europe. They were looking for Jews everywhere. Muslim, Albanian Muslims endangered their lives and saved Jews and hid Jews and fed Jews and protected them from the Nazis, who were looking Jews under every nook and cranny just so they could kill them. Even though they were total strangers, even though they walked on two, even though they had mothers and children and fathers and grandparents just like them, Albanian Muslims saved Jews during the Holocaust. But there were a lot of individuals, famous individuals, who became famous because of what they did during the war. Raoul Wallenberg, a Swedish diplomat, who saved tens of thousands of Jews in Hungary by issuing protective passports, fake passports, and established safe houses. Wallenberg saved the lives of these Jews before disappearing in Soviet custody. The Soviets were against the Germans, but where did Raoul Wallenberg disappear in their hands, and why? We still don't know, but we're going to find out someday, on the Judgment Day. Another Polish Catholic social worker by the name Irena Sendler, who helped save 2,500 Jewish children by smuggling them out of Warsaw Ghetto and providing them with false identities and sending them out of the danger of Nazi extermination. Irena Sendler, not many people remember that name, but she saved 2,500 Jewish children that were deposited by their parents in Catholic institutions, and they went to Auschwitz, to Dachau, to Bergen-Belsen, to the death camps of Eastern Europe. Yep. Remember that name, Irena Sandler. Is Hugh Flaherty, an Irish Catholic priest, sheltered Jews and Allied prisoners of the war in Rome, Italy, during the Nazi occupation, used the Vatican as a hiding place and helped many escape capture. Hugh O'Flaherty, an Irish Catholic priest. Dear brothers and sisters, people don't know this. They think that all the Germans hate, all the Christians hate us, everybody hates us. But when you look at the whole picture, you see that it is possible to be a Christian, even a Catholic, to have a heart, to save Jews, to save anybody from the unrighteousness of racism and hate. Yes. In fact, the majority of the people who saved Jews during the Holocaust from the anti-Semitic hate of Nazi Germans, not only Germans, Austrians and others, and they were French, all over Europe, there were great people like the ones I'm reading to you now, telling you about now, and there were also a lot of people who cooperated and helped the Nazis catch the Jews and kill them. So I mentioned Raoul Wallenberg, Irena Sandler, Hugh O'Flaherty, but there's another one, Swiss diplomat, by the name of Charles Lutz, who issued protective letters and certificates to thousands of Hungarian Jews and the Swiss protection during the Holocaust, saving them from deportation from Switzerland. And Switzerland was neutral, and those Jews got saved. Yes. Simon Arnold Libster, a French Protestant, who, along with her family, provided shelter and assistance to Jews and resisted Nazi regime in France. Simon Arnold Libster. We had a member in our congregation. If you go to our webpage of nativia.org and you go to the library and you look at the teaching from Zion magazines, or if you go in our new webpage, nativiainternational.org, you'll find it there too. Teaching of Zion magazine, that I've been the chief editor and the chief writer, and it was my idea, and I started it years and years ago. You'll find a magazine that has the family Gerasimov in it, Amfiam Gerasimov. Came from Riga. He was the postmaster of Riga. And he was a Christian, not a Jew. A devout Christian, with a devout Christian family. He and his son, Rafael Gerasimov, that was 14 years old, did wonders in the ghetto of Riga to help the Jews. To help the Jews in many ways, from providing money for medicine and for food and helping some escape and hiding four families in his summer cottage in the forests of Latvia and feeding him for 3 years, 16 people. 3 years, but as the chief director of the post office, he could put the food in mailbags and send them to these people. And among these people, there was a very famous factory a very famous family called Berger, and they had a young teenager boy called Joseph Berger, and he became an artist, very famous artist, and painted very special style that reflects both the joy of survival and the pain of the Holocaust. Yossi Berger was saved by Amfian Gerasimov, a non-Jew, a Sabbath-keeping Christian, Subotnik in Russian, immigrated to Israel with his family, all four families. And they went to Yad Vashem Museum of the Holocaust and gave Amfian Gerasimov's name and all of the members of his family, and he and his son and other members of the family from Riga immigrated to Israel, received pension as people, Christians, non-Jews, who saved Jews, and the State of Israel appreciates it. And until he died, but he was a member of our congregation many years, when our present leaders, Yehuda and Daniel, were small kids, 5, 4, 6, 10 years old, every service, Amfian Gerasimov came with pockets full of candy and gave to the little children. Yes, we know him personally, and we know his family personally, and those that are still in Riga. Yeah, Amfian Gerasimov. He brought four other families with him that he saved in the Holocaust. Immigrated to Israel, more distant relative of his. Also believers in Jesus. Yes, it's important not only to speak about the evils that happened to the Jews in Europe, but it's important to know that they were Christians, real Christians, that stood with the Jews, endangered their own lives, the lives of their own families, and fed the Jews and protected the Jews, because they knew that it is wrong for Christians to hate and to be racist. It is wrong for Christians to abandon another race, and especially the Jews, that is the race of Jesus Christ, of King David, of Solomon, of Moses, and of the apostles of Jesus Christ. Yep, it's wrong. And Christians today have to mobilize against the anti-Semitism and stand and protect the Jews in their synagogues and in the streets and in the towns and in the jobs that they work, and voice their objection to discrimination and racism and persecution of Jews. If Christians rise up to that, there will be no anti-Semitism. There will be no racism. And Jews are not going to be beaten in the streets of New York or Berlin or Amsterdam, because they are Jews. And the State of Israel is not going to give advice to Jews. Don't wear a kippah on the head. Don't wear a Star of David on your neck. Don't wear any religious Jewish symbol, so that you save your life, save trouble, save getting beaten up on the streets of Europe, where no little blood was shed in European history, Jewish blood. Yes, yes, Amfian Gerasimov. One winter, very heavy snow, no traffic, cars couldn't drive because the Israelis don't have snow tires and snow chains, and they don't know how to drive in the snow. So on Sunday, I had a car on a four-wheel drive, so I drove alone to the congregation to see if somebody came. You know who came? Amfian Gerasimov. He was in his 80s. He walked several miles from his house to the congregation on Narki Street at the Baptist house at that time. I was surprised to see him. One of the oldest members of our congregation. He walked. The young people didn't. Amfian Gerasimov. If you go to the Museum of the Holocaust in Washington, you see the list of the how many people in Latvia, in Riga, how many people saved Jews. There were only seven in all of Latvia, not only in Riga. At the top of the list is Amfian Gerasimov. He has a tree planted in Yad Vashem in his name. He received a pension. He has a plaque. And his story is well documented in Yad Vashem, the Museum of the Holocaust in Jerusalem. Gavrieli's son, until recently, he was alive, very old. I am 78, and he was a lot older than I was. And he had Alzheimer's. I think he died recently, but I'm not sure about that. Gavriel Gerasimov. God bless the whole Gerasimov family in Israel and in Latvia. But there were Christians that even not only saved Jews, they even sacrificed their own life for their support of Jews and for their anti-racism and anti-Semitism of the Germans, the French, and the others, like the Italians, who hated Jews and delivered them to the death camps. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, very famous name, professor of theology in Germany. Not a Jew, a Gentile. A Christian professor of New Testament theology. He chose to go to the camp with the Jews. And in 1945, in Flossenbürg concentration camp, he was executed. He died. Maximilian Kolbe, a Polish Franciscan Catholic friar, priest, volunteered to take the place of condemned prisoner in Auschwitz in 1941 and died in the camp as a result. Edith Stein, a Jewish-born convert to Catholicism. A nun and a philosopher. Edith Stein, who was arrested by the Nazis and died in the gas chambers of Auschwitz in 1942. Franz Jägerstätter, hard German name to pronounce. Franz Jägerstätter, an Austrian conscientious objector to go to the army, to serve in the military, and a Christian martyr, who was executed in 1943 for refusing to serve in the Nazi military because of what the Nazis are doing to the Jews. Titus Brandsma, a Dutch Carmelite, Catholic friar, and a professor who opposed Nazi ideology, died in Dachau in 1942. They killed him in Dachau, even though he's not Jewish. But he took the side of the Jews. The Nazis didn't care. They didn't bat an eye that he was not Jewish. They didn't bat an eye that he is a priest. They didn't bat an eye to kill him. Why? Because if he was there in the crucifixion in Jerusalem and took the side of Jesus, because Jesus is the King of the Jews, nobody would have bothered him. But in Europe, in 1942, German Christians went to church, who christened their children. Catholics who celebrated Easter, the resurrection of the Jewish Christ from the dead on the third day. Yeah. Titus Brandsma, a Dutch priest, was executed in 1942 in Dachau, one of the bad Nazi death camps. There are others, but these are the famous ones. These are the ones I knew, I heard about years ago. Hatred, racism, whether it's against the blacks, or yellows, or reds, or Jews, or Arabs, or Muslims, or anybody, is an evil. It is a scourge. It is something that needs to be forgotten and wiped out from the face of the earth. People have no right. All of us are creatures from God. If God wanted me to be tall, blonde, Swedish with blue eyes, he would have made me a Swede or a Norwegian. But no, I am a Jew to Jewish parents that were not blonde, not tall, and not Swedish. Bulgarian Jews. And if he wanted me to be black, I could have been Louis Armstrong or Ella Fitzgerald or Martin Luther King. I don't know who I could have been. But if I was black, I wouldn't hate the whites. Like now, I wouldn't condone racism like I didn't when I was in high school in Georgia, away from my home and away from my country in Israel, because I believed in Jesus. Yeah. I got officially kicked out from the university where I studied in Nashville because I brought 4 black students to the campus, not before 1973. In 1964, before the Civil Rights Bill. After the Civil Rights Bill in 1968, I brought 4 black students, brothers, students at Tennessee A&I in Nashville, Tennessee, to the campus of David Lipscomb University, where I studied and my wife studied. The next day, the dean, who was gay, invited me to his office and said, "Joseph, pack your bags and leave. We don't want you here." "Why? What did I do?" "You tried to destroy the school." "How did I try to destroy the school?" "You brought black students on campus." I said to him, "Okay, I'm from here going to the main newspaper in Nashville, Tennessee, and reporting what you did and what you said." A few minutes later, the president of the university, who was Greek, sent the other dean, the dean of students, to call me to go in. I said, "I'm not going in." I took 2 professors with me, very famous professors in the university and in the academic world altogether. And he said, "Joe, no, Dean Craig didn't really mean it. Because he knew that if I go to the newspaper in 1968, 4 years after the Civil Rights Bill, this university would have sunk and today wouldn't even have existed. Today my grandson studies there. Racism is an ugly thing, and Jews more than any other nation, for longer than any other nation, longer than any other race, have suffered from racism, from Nazism, from discrimination, from hate. Even though Jesus of Nazareth is still a Jew, and they worship him, but they hate his brothers and sisters. Yes. There were other people, some of them Jewish disciples of Jesus, of Yeshua. Some of them converts to Protestantism, became priests, and they were taking on Sunday morning off their pulpits. Pastors, Lutheran pastors, Jewish. They were taken out of their pulpits by the SS on Sunday morning and shipped to the death camps, never to be heard of again. There was Gisele Perl, a Jewish doctor, gynecologist, woman, who survived Auschwitz. Dr. Perl was saved by a Catholic nun from the death camp. There was Sister Maria Rostovska, who helped people escape from the gas chambers and provided crucial assistance during her services, and in the end killed by the Nazis herself, even though she was not Jewish, but she saved Jews. Sister Maria Rostovska. I already mentioned Andrei and Magda Trocmé, Protestant pastors in French village, in Chambon-sur-Lignon. I can continue mentioning people. Christians who saved Jews, who sacrificed to save Jews. Among them, Father Bruno Reinders, Father Bruno Reinders, a Belgian priest who saved 400 Jewish children during the Holocaust and provided them with false baptismal certificate. Didn't baptize them, but provided them with false baptismal certificate as Christians and found shelter for them in Catholic boarding schools and convents. Father Bruno Reinders. Princess Alice of Battenberg, very famous family, Battenberg. The Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, the mother of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, Princess Alice, sheltered Jews and Jewish families in her Athens home during the Holocaust. She took them to her home, the princess, in the palace, risking her own safety. She recognized as righteous among the Gentiles by the Yad Vashem Museum and given a stipend and having a tree planted in her name. The Princess Alice of Battenberg. There are more. Of course, all the ones that I know and all the ones that others have registers of Gentiles, priests and pastors and Christians who help Jews and shelter Jews. There are many more. We can't give all the names of all of them, but I just wanted you to know that there were Christians that had courage, that there were Christians who were willing to sacrifice in order to save Jews, that there were Christians who hid Jews and fed them for years, like Amfion Gerasimov in Latvia. Today, dear friends and brothers and sisters, anti-Semitism is growing exponentially. The Time magazine from March 11, 2024 is what made me wake up and do this series. Yes, God bless you all. I'm going to continue, but the time is short. I already spoke nearly an hour. Please listen and please go to the Nativia International website and contribute their money. Not blood, money. So that we at Nativia can arrange and hire PR companies to get us on television and on radio and write articles of the same material that I'm teaching here. So that the world will know that it is enough to stand by and watch anti-Semitism grow by dozens of percents. And where? In the university campuses. Those are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. And if they are not taught better and stopped, other Holocausts are going to pursue, not only for Jews, for anybody that they decide that they don't like. So let's stop it. Help us. Pray with us. Learn with us. God bless all of you. Amen.
Nativia International, www.netivyahinternational.org.